Hey, Renter of Tires, it's Adam Schrader here with another episode, joined as usual by the founder and CEO of Renter Retirement, Zach Leemaster. And we are pleased to be bringing on another one of the Renter Retirement investors, and that is Chad. We're going to talk today about him getting started in real estate and kind of why he's doing it. So, Chad, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about, I mean, not just the start of your real estate journey, but how did you decide that real estate might be something worth even looking into? Why real estate? Why'd you go down that road or consider that to begin with?
Yeah, I think it's a few reasons. I think first and foremost, you know, it was really trying to put my capital in a asset class, you know, in assets that really will provide sort of long-term wealth for myself and for my family. And real estate has always been something that I've kind of been interested in. I've dabbled in a couple of different, you know, niches and strategies. But, you know, as far as building a portfolio that I can kind of own and sort of, you know, grow and sort of pass on perhaps, you know, to my family, I think was very appealing to me. You know, and I am a corporate W-2 employee. So, you know, really trying to create another means of sort of like passive type of income was really something important, you know, to me. And it was something that I've been kind of struggling with for some time, is figuring out what's the right avenue for that. But all along the way, just kind of educating myself, real estate kept sort of rising to the top, and doing it in a way that was smart, I think was something that I was really interested in. And that's where I kind of came across Renter Retirement and you guys.
Chad, can you talk to us about, you mentioned struggling through coming to, I guess, the decision or realization that, you know, rental real estate was something that you wanted to invest in. But talk to us a little bit more about the struggles. There's a lot of different things you can invest in. There's a lot of different ways you can invest in real estate. Talk to us a little bit more, because I think a lot of people, we were talking before the show about a lot of our audience base is probably newer investors or new to the idea of investing out of state. And broadening their investment criteria and geographic locations they're interested in. But like, what were some of the struggles you dealt with, you know, as you led to the path? I just want to hear you share on that more.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually probably the number one for me was, so I live in New York. I'm based in New York, right? And as you can imagine, New York State is not, I've actually had some experience with real estate in New York, nothing too extravagant, but it was a very painful experience because it's not a very landlord friendly type of state. Now, so not only is it not landlord friendly, it's very costly. So, you know, it was prohibitive as far as really being successful, at least from a new sort of investor. You know, there might be very seasoned investors in New York State that do phenomenally well, but for someone just kind of starting out, I experienced some really challenging, you know, situations. So kind of investing outside of New York State was really something that I was, you know, interested in, but incredibly fearful of, right? Just because I don't know the markets. I don't know the teams and, you know, whether it's property management or, you know, the right areas to really invest in, as far as just, you know, the macroeconomics and growth, whether it's employers and just the short term and long term as far as appreciation and things of that nature. So I think that was something that I had to kind of overcome from a mindset perspective. And you know, I think, you know, when you have your capital and you have your sort of ducks in a row from a financial perspective, it's really then starting to kind of figure out, you know, from a strategic perspective, what is going to make the most sense. And you know, I think connecting with a group that has that track record, and you know, that you can trust, and you know, can really kind of put you in a situation that, you know, could breed success, was something that I was kind of looking for. And you know, to be quite honest, I've been on the sideline. I've been kind of holding, you know, off for some time, you know, but it's gotten to a point where I said, you know, hey, listen, we got the capital, we got the financial sort of, you know, house in order. You know, now it's a matter of figuring out what's the right market, connecting with the right group to kind of train, coach, educate me on making the right decisions and the path forward and setting me up to success. And pulling that trigger, because I'd say it's been 2 or 3 years where I've been dabbling and figuring it out and, you know, talking with friends, family, but I just kind of said, you know, I'm ready. And that was 2024. It was like my mission and my goal was to really get things started.
All right. Well, you know, it's pretty early in 2024 and you've already gotten started. So yeah. Congratulations on taking that plunge. So what are your, you know, as you look at today's environment, how did you overcome the worries that a lot of people have been saying, where it's interest rates are too high or prices are too high, or, you know, there's always a reason that it's wrong for people. Did you have other people around you asking, being like, hey, why are you getting in now? Or talk about your support network or your anti-support network.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, yeah, there were certainly some things that kind of was a reservation of mine, you know, certainly the interest rate environment, you know, and kind of what's going to happen. But I think, you know, there's a couple of great things that you guys bring to, you know, the investor community, you know, ourselves, you know, Rent to Retirement Academy members, you know, and it's really the opportunities. And I think, you know, the opportunity that I'm pursuing right now, you know, had some flexibility, especially as far as kind of what we can get from a rate perspective, you know, what we can get as far as, you know, some concessions perhaps with the seller and just kind of working through things like that. And that really made it appealing and feasible, you know, I think, you know, to some degree for me. Yeah, that was, hey, listen, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to get, you know, these type of opportunities, you know, down the line a little bit. And I think that was something that I said, okay, yeah, that's going to be super helpful. But at the same time, you know, listening to podcasts like you guys and listening to maybe some others and just saying, hey, listen, you know, who knows 12 months if it's going to get better or worse from, let's say, an interest rate, you know, environment perspective. You know, I could always refinance. I could always think about things differently. But if I get a pretty favorable rate today, you know, let's not wait. And it's the numbers work. And that, I think, is the biggest, I think, learning for me. And Adam, I think we've talked about this on the side a little bit here and there, but, you know, it's really making sure that I'm understanding if the numbers work today, they're going to work down the line, you know, and I think, you know, it can only go up from here as we raise, you know, raise rents. Maybe there's refinance opportunities down the line, whatever it may be. But if it works today, it's going to work down the line.
That's a really good point, Jen. Thanks for bringing that up. I mean, so many, what I've realized, and I have to take a moment to step back sometimes when I speak with investors that are first going through this process, like mentally and emotionally, especially, and this is exactly why I want to have you on. And so you can share your story as you're going through it. Cause so many people will be able to, you know, empathize with you and share those same experiences. But sometimes I forget, it's like, when you're first going through, there's a lot of things you're throwing, a lot of what ifs, right? And a lot of question marks. And so our goal is to try to alleviate a lot of those. But so many times it's like when you're going through that first deal, you're like, well, what about this? What about this? And then you realize, like, after you own that property for 4 or 5 years, you don't even think about those things anymore, at least for that particular property. And you're like, oh, wow, I've built tens of thousands of dollars of equity in this house, not even thinking about those initial things, just letting real estate do what it does over time. Adam likes to say this all the time. It's time in the market, not time in the market. I mean, and just getting that, that's why getting that first one done, man, is so, so fundamentally important just to get you in the game. And I appreciate you bringing up, not to be too self-serving here, but like, you know, our goal at Rent to Retirement is to help people overcome those obstacles and get started. I think the value that we bring to our community is, as you just mentioned, we have a huge community of investors. So we're able to like wholesale negotiate things like prices from builders, incentives, lender fees, insurance rates, you know, tax and legal type of things. But then also the big picture in addition to that is like with the Academy, like you mentioned, is actually giving people the tools and resources to actually map out your own plan and strategy and go through to make sure that you're an educated investor. Because that's really, at least what I feel like when people are uncertain or fearful about things, it's coming from a lack of understanding. And so being able to help them map out that plan and have a clear understanding of what their goals are and how they're going to accomplish it and execute it, I mean, that just allows you to be a more confident investor. But on that note, since you mentioned the Academy, you recently joined the Academy and you're closing on some new construction deals here soon. Talk to us about your experience so far in the Academy and maybe some key things that you've learned that have helped you be more successful and kind of get on this journey.
Yeah, I think, well, first and foremost, I don't know, Adam, I think I may have mentioned it to you. I'm not sure, but the sheer amount of content is mind blowing. There's so much there. I just finished month one. And it's really deep as far as the amount of information and education that you kind of go through. Now, some of it I may know. You know, I know I'm just through month one, and as I go through month two and three, I'm imagining, you know, there'll be some things that kind of come up that I may not, you know, have known in the past. But you know, it's really extensive, which has been great. And I think, you know, just kind of, you know, understanding, I think along the way, taking the advice too, that I wanted to try to acquire something as I was going through the program, because I wanted to kind of see, you know, as I learned and educated myself with all the content, and I actually applied it to a real life kind of scenario and situation, how did sort of the dots connect? And that was fantastic for me. And, you know, I can't wait to kind of see actually how I could take property number one and leverage it to expand into others, you know, because that's, you know, getting that first one under your belt, it's the toughest, but it hopefully will provide sort of the gateway, you know, to really bring more into our portfolio. So that was big for me. And, you know, and I think too, as part of that is, you know, the community, there's a bit of a community, whether it's through Facebook and, you know, that you can kind of connect with. I've been talking to a couple of folks through there, you know, and sharing some experiences, and, you know, and I think that's been really helpful. But I think the content is fantastic and kind of gave me the confidence too. Yeah, to kind of move forward, you know.
That's key, yeah. The community aspect and the confidence building, because that's what you need to be. You need to be a confident investor. That doesn't mean you have all the answers, but at least you have a plan, right? And you have an approach to when something comes up or there's an obstacle, you can get an answer to that, right? And you can also get multiple opinions on it if you'd like to. You're just engaged. You're a more engaged investor. And I think it just, our plan and vision is to give people more of like a structured system to invest versus just investing. Cause we can have multiple conversations with people for many, many years. Right. But I think just to your point, Chad, I love that you said that going through it and while investing, like that just solidifies the information actually doing while learning. Yeah. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And so talk a little bit, we always talk about mindset here, and you mentioned yourself kind of doing this and going through it and learning along the way. Has your mindset shifted yet as you're going through, or have you not felt the kind of feeling in your body that says, I am now a real estate investor?
No, it definitely has changed. I think, you know, even before I jumped into the academy and then even moving forward with, you know, going on the contract and acquiring our first property, you know, I think one of the things that was important to me was getting affiliated with a trustworthy, you know, reputable kind of organization. So, you know, Rent to Retirement is one that I've been looking at, you know, and to be honest, I had some rough experiences in the past with a turnkey provider, but I really felt like I was able to establish, credibility, rapport. I think, you know, just even the advisor, you know, Adam, you know, I work with you and just being able to connect with you and really, you know, just pressure test certain things or ask questions, you were always there. I mean, in that, you know, I know how busy your day probably is, but, you know, being able to just kind of hop on a call and talk through one or two things as I'm going through it, that was super helpful for me because I don't know what I'm doing, right? You know, in some regards. And being able to just kind of bounce that off somebody who's been through it and is part of the, you know, part of the Rent to Retirement sort of organization was big for me. So that kind of along the way, I was like, all right, you know, I think I'm in a good spot here. The mindset's starting to shift. And yeah, I mean, there's definitely still some fear and doubt, right? Because we haven't gone live just yet, but I can't wait to see it play out. And I feel confident that if there are things along the way that's a little bit bumpy, you know, I have resources, I have network that I can kind of tap into to figure it out, you know, and that was big for me. I think the other thing too, is establishing a bit of a game plan. You know, I think that was the biggest problem I have. I do a lot of this stuff independently with my wife, right? You know, I don't have friends and family that are all kind of connected to real estate investing or any type of things like in this space. But yeah, you know, I think being able to develop a plan that's not just, you know, here's a one-off, but actually this is going to be something that we do over the next 3-5 years and even perhaps longer than that was helpful for me and something that I think led to, you know, an investor kind of mentality mindset.
What are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome? We talked a little bit early on about, I think it sounds like some mental obstacles, but you know, what else? What other things, you know, was it any fumbling blocks with financing, with choosing a location, with transactional process, any other mental, emotional kind of obstacles that you've had to overcome throughout this journey? I mean, it's a complete evolution. Just, yeah. I think it's a transformation. A lot of people don't realize that too, as they're going through it, you know, but it's like, it's constantly becoming more savvy and building that confidence. But what other things you found were surprising that you had to overcome, or maybe things that were easier than you anticipated, Chad?
Yeah, I think the one thing for me was I did something like this 3-4 years ago, and I had a really rough go at it.
And why was that rough? What issues did you have in that scenario?
Yeah, I think what I did was I had the funds and I wanted to get into it, but I didn't really do my homework, right? So I hired a turnkey provider. I invested perhaps in a market that wasn't, you know, the right market for me and what I wanted to do. It was a long-term rental, single family. But it was in a neighborhood in a class that, you know, wasn't appreciating, that, you know, was rough, you know, as far as just the, you know, the tenant base and just, you know, it was a much older home. It wasn't rehabbed. I mean, so there was a lot of things, and it was long distance. So it was just, there was a lot of things I had to kind of overcome, and the property management teams were quite challenging to work with. So that gave me trepidation, you know, as far as trying to do this again. And I had to kind of think through that over the last 6-12 months to say, do I want to do this again? I know I want to build a portfolio. I know I want to do it where I own long-term single-family rentals, but I had to find the right partner. And that was something that took me time to kind of overcome. But I think it was just listening to you guys, kind of working with your team, and really feeling, you know, confidence along the way. Me, it takes maybe a little bit longer than just kind of jumping all in right away. So that was something that was big for me. And once I did, I didn't kind of look back. I just said, okay, you know, I got to a point, I'm pulling the trigger, joining the academy, going to make a move on one of these properties. And I'm not gonna look back. I think I've done my homework a lot more than I did maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And you know, I'm already feeling good about the property management team that I'm affiliated with this property and just kind of how we went about it.
Yeah. So you have some. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say it's a lot different experience. And I wanted a new build, and the reason why I wanted a new build too was for the sheer fact that I don't want to worry about maintenance and upkeep in the first couple of years, at least. You know, I wanted to kind of have something that was truly turnkey, just knowing the numbers might not be as great, but the level of comfort might be, you know, more important to me from that regard, and appreciation long term.
Certainly. Yeah, I think that you bring up a lot of good points. You are someone that has past trauma from real estate, and many of us do. You know, sometimes that prevents us, but like those are always learning lessons. But you specifically, it's interesting to hear that. So you specifically went like via a turnkey route, which turnkey, that's a huge buzzword out there that a lot of companies start to operate under. But basically you bought out of state from long distance, probably bought a house that wasn't rehabbed in a lower income area, maybe not vetting them appropriately on the front end, which is hard to do sometimes. And then also had struggles with management. It's just all the cliche things that you kind of hear about when people have bad experiences investing out of state. And I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't want to share too much about your personal investments, but since you shared, so your strategy, my question was going to be, you know, how did your strategy change since then? But you're investing in a better quality location, better class neighborhood, spending more time going through due diligence, buying new construction. Like it almost sounds like each one of those things is almost opposite of what you did in the past. Maybe that led you to restructuring your strategy. And you did make the comment about like, hey, maybe the numbers aren't as good. And looking at a pro forma of new construction relative to a lower priced home, I'm assuming is what you're saying. Yeah. But I mean, in my mind, and I know this from just empirical data investing over time, like the numbers year one don't maybe matter so much, because the long-term numbers will likely do much, much better over time. But yeah, thanks for sharing that strategy evolution. I think that's interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always important to remember that there's years 2 through 30 as well as just year one. I want to slide back to the Academy real quick, because I remember at our last webinar that we, you know, the monthly webinars, I believe you had several questions that you asked during that. Can you talk a little bit about just kind of some things that brought to you that brought value in the monthly webinar?
Yeah, I think that was the tax one. Yep. I think, yeah. And I think one of the things that was, so I do have another property that I do a short-term rental in. And there was some really eye-opening information that the folks, I forget their names, but the folks that you guys had on, I think it was Amanda from a tax company. She was talking a lot about some of the loopholes with short-term rentals and how you could potentially, you know, depending on what you look at, you know, offset some of your W-2 sort of income if you do it, you know, in a certain way. And those are things I've never really heard before. Now, I don't know if they could apply to me, but I know maybe my wife, or, you know, if we kind of think things or look at things a little bit differently, there were certainly some real nuggets of information there that we never, you know, heard of or thought about in the past that was really kind of that came across. So I think that was great to see. And just, you know, talking through as we build our portfolio, what are some of the things we want to think about, you know, from a tax advantage perspective, I think was great. And kind of hopefully seeing those, you know, I don't know if it's monthly, you know, sitting in on those and just getting some of that, you know, some of those resources and insights, I think is going to be really helpful.
Yeah, that's great. That's our goal, is to bring in, you know, in the Academy, there's over 25 real estate professional, coaches and educators, and we bring them in to present on their subject matter expert or subject matter area where they're the subject matter expert. So these are things like tax and investing through IRAs and looking at 1031 exchanges and different creative finance methods. But yeah, once you go down the deep dive of the tax side, it's really exciting. I mean, that is the quickest way to give yourself an immediate raise, is to save on taxes. And there is no other investment that offers the same type of tax advantages that real estate does. But for the audience, what Chad is specifically talking about is a area that you could take accelerated depreciation on properties without being a real estate professional by self-managing a short-term rental. We help a lot of people do this, where even if this is your first property you're buying, if you're buying a brand new built house and you're paying high amount of taxes through your regular job or whatever, you can essentially potentially buy the property, furnish it, which we can assist you with, and self-manage it for that first year, which allows you to potentially take accelerated depreciation, which could be upwards of 30% of the house. So you buy a $300,000 house, you could get whatever, $80,000 to $100,000 of like tax write-off that year. And then the next year, you could potentially turn it over to a property manager to self-manage if you want. Some people have enjoyed self-managing short-term rentals and found out that it's not that much work. So anyways, that's just one example of many creative things we want to work on with people to help them ultimately become a savvy investor and expedite their goals. So speaking of expediting goals, Chad, what's next for you? What's, you know, you got this new construction deal, you got your current short-term rental property. Like what's the ultimate goal over the next 1 to 5 years? Where do you want to be? And, you know, what does your portfolio probably look like?
Yeah, I would love to, I mean, continue to expand, of course, our long-term rental portfolio. So I'd like to try and get into a couple of other markets to diversify a little bit. So the first one we're looking to buy is in Alabama, and I'd love to kind of look in maybe some other, you know, southeastern markets like, you know, Florida or you know, the Carolinas, and try to continue to grow and build. Mostly new construction, I think, is where I'd like to continue to focus. And we do have a short-term rental. We're actually looking to sell that because it's appreciated quite a bit, and parlay that, you know, whether it's a 1031 into maybe one of another long-term rental, or perhaps even, so looking at some of your inventory sheets, a short-term rental. You know, there's a lot of great stuff, you know, with that strategy. And I don't, you know, we have some pretty good experience now in that space. So, you know, maybe we have a split portfolio in a sense where we got, you know, one or two short terms and then maybe three to five long terms. And we just continue to really, you know, expand those and accelerate those. But that's, and then maybe 5 years down the line, who knows? You know, do I have enough income to offset my my W-2? You know, we'll see. But that's the goal.
Nice. Awesome. So last question for me, I want to, before we wrap it up, is looking where you are now and where you were a year ago, what would you tell your former self and the people who are where you were a year ago? What would you tell them to help them out when it comes to starting their real estate investing journey?
I think we hear this a lot, but it's really kind of the space between the ears. You know, it's the mindset, and it's really kind of, you know, getting to a level of comfortability to pull the trigger. I mean, you know, I think education, you know, is paramount, you know, to success. So really educating yourself on figuring out what it is you're looking to do, and why, and then really kind of going, you know, all in a sense with, you know, who is it that's going to bring that education to you, finding that trust and credibility with them, and then, you know, really pulling the trigger, whether it's the education, you know, front or the acquisition front. And I think, you know, a year or so ago, I was kind of struggling a little bit with that, you know, and had fear, doubt, you know, all that, you know, going on, you know, between the years. But, you know, I think, you know, got to a point, whether it's talking to my wife or just kind of figuring out where we want to be and how we're not making the strides to get there, you know, it was like, all right, enough is enough. You know, we'll figure out the pathway to it with the right partners and the right team with us, alongside us.
Fantastic. Well, Chad, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. To everybody out there, he was talking about our inventory. He was talking about the Academy. You can find all of that at renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Set up time to talk with us right there on the website. And don't forget, if you have questions you want answered in future episodes, send them to podcasts@renttoretirement.com. That's podcasts@renttoretirement.com. Really appreciate the time you spent with us today, Chad, and everybody else. We really appreciate the time you spent educating yourself today. We'll talk to you on the next episode.